It's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Summertime means fun in the sun, and what better way to have fun in the sun than with the Self-Advocates of Indiana SAI annual picnic. For more on the annual picnic, we're joined by SAI Administrator Amanda Strickle and Kelsey Crawley. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay, this is an annual picnic, so here we are again. So tell us what we can expect.
Well, the picnic is on Friday, July 14th, and we are at a brand new location this year. So, Kelsey, do you want to tell a little bit about where that's at?
Yeah, the new location is Hummel Park. It's in Plainfield, and it's like zero access or zero limitations when it comes to people with wheelchairs. That's and there's actual restrooms and sidewalks and everything, and it has a big pavilion that we've rented.
One of the reasons for looking for a new location was to get some greater accessibility for individuals, you know, use wheelchairs or other mobility devices, and this park is new, and it, like Kelsey said, it is zero entry, so everything, there's no curbs, there's no, so everything's flat. Yeah. It's a very nice park. So we're excited about that. So right now we're just kind of waiting on registrations. So if you haven't registered yet, we'd love you to do that.
Which, tell people how they can register.
Yes, so you can register two ways. You can register online at www.saind.org/picnic, and there's also links on our Facebook page, but you can also email me and request a paper copy if you prefer to do it that way and send it in with your payment. Either way, you can pay by credit card, by check, whether you register online or via the mail. Mm-hmm. So we've made it as easy as we can. If you're registering a group, you only need to fill out one registration form, include the number of people, and calculate that when you send in the amount to us. But yeah, we are very excited. Do you want to tell about some of the things that will be at the picnic?
Sure. We will have a dunk tank and some like games that you can win free bags from. Our theme is going to be life-size games, so like yard games and that kind of thing. And then we'll have a DJ where you can dance and have a big dance floor, and then we'll have seating areas and stuff like that, and just come and have a good time with your friends.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda, she's saying have a good time, and it's a fun time, but you also get to network with people, really. Mm-hmm. And talk about that. I mean, talk about the importance of networking with other self-advocates.
So we have, SAI has 46 chapters across the state, plus some independent members. So this is really, really the biggest time of the year where all those chapters and all those members get a chance to come together and see each other, and it's a big reunion a lot of the time. It's great to be able to interact with other chapters. Current chapters can get, if they want to talk about their chapters, they can bounce ideas off each other. But really, we want it to be a fun day just to celebrate self-advocacy and all the work that all of our chapters do throughout the year. But also, this is a great opportunity if there are groups that don't have a self-advocate group or are interested in starting one. They are welcome to come. This is open not just to our members, but to anyone who would love to come and just see what we're all about. And again, network with all of those existing chapters and all of our members. It's a really fun, really fun day.
Well, thank you guys so much. You know, SAI is one of my favorite things that I get to do here at the ARC, and your work and the fun that you give to people with disabilities is wonderful. So thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.